Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. We're joined by Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. Lots happening this weekend, especially with that 1982 crew. That was pretty neat yesterday, Rick, when had several members, key members of the team, downtown Milwaukee at the Avenue, you know, reminiscing about the good days of 1982.
Yeah, it was fun to hear the stories, and you know, they talk about the bonds they form, and you know, Ted Simmons said something very interesting. He said that not a day goes by without him having some fond remembrance or interaction with somebody from the 82 team, whether it's a call from an old teammate or just a memory. But it was an exciting time in the Brewers baseball history, and it was great to see so many of these guys here last night, and they'll be here tonight for a pregame ceremony.
Well, Justin and I were very impressed by Robin Yount's hair. Yeah, the guy still got it.
Yeah, he looks in great shape, and he's got the man bun going, and he's great. He's really sort of the glue that keeps all these guys together, and you know, we had such an amazing turnout of alums from the 82 team, and that's really because of Robin saying, let's get here, and everybody wants to be here.
You know, I know there's more than the 82 team being honored this weekend, Rick, and we'll get to that in a second, but back to that team, it's more than just reaching the World Series that really resonates with people and makes that group special. I mean, talked about Ted Simmons talking about his interactions, and I'm sure that includes fans coming up to him. What specifically was it about that group of guys that seems to really mean something to Brewers fans?
You know, a couple of things. First of all, it was the first really great Brewers team. You know, people remember when the Brewers came in 1970, they had, you know, seven, eight years of under 500 performance, and this team broke through. The 82 team was a culmination of a five-year period of greatness for the team. Secondly, I think these guys, you know, if you look at Gorman Thomas and Charlie Moore, and Vukovic, these guys looked like Milwaukee. You know, they weren't from Milwaukee, but they looked like Milwaukee. They looked like one of us. And they played hard, and they got their uniform dirty, and they hit home runs, and it was exciting baseball. And you know, we would outslug teams 10-8. It's just a different kind of baseball, and I think people in Milwaukee really gravitated towards it. And a lot of people still think that 82 team won, so it's kind of funny, but we obviously lost in seven, but still a memorable year for a great franchise.
Rick Schlesinger joining us for Brewers 360 and Wisconsin's Morning News. So let's go through some of the items for tonight. I mean, you'll want to be in your seat early. That's for one, right?
Yeah, we've got a special pregame ceremony with Commissioner Meredith Selig and Bob Uecker hosting the festivities. We'll have a parade of the players on the warning track in convertibles, which in the supply chain world was not easy to do, but we managed to get it. And we're obviously going to have ceremony first pitches by the Hall of Famers on that team, Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, Ted Simmons, and Raleigh Fingers. We're going to have some of the 82 alums pour beer in the first and third base wards on field level. So you'll get to see these guys actually pour beer, and hopefully they pour it and serve it as opposed to pour it and drink it. But it'll be fun to see them there.
And then through the weekend, I think the neat part of this weekend, Rick, is we've talked so much about the 82 team, but for the younger generation, the 2011-2008, that core group, that was their version of 82, and they get their honors on Saturday.
Yeah, sort of a nice bridge from Friday to Saturday. On Saturday, Prince Fielder is being enshrined in our Walk of Fame. Only 21 players have been inducted into that group. And then Ryan Braun and Jonathan Lucroy are going to be inducted to the Wall of Honor along with Francisco Rodriguez. Brawny and Lucroy will be there in person. And actually, Lucroy's going to retire as a Brewer. So we're going to have a ceremony where he's going to sign a one-day contract, retire as a Brewer, and again, a great player on some great Brewers teams, and just a tremendous guy. So it's a nice honor and a nice recognition that he wants to be remembered as a Brewer, and it'll be great to see him retire as a Brewer.
It'll be celebration weekend at American Family Field. Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for the Brewers. Thank you, Rick. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a blast.
Thank you.